It's here and now. Tonight, for the first time, a black actress will take the stage as Cinderella on Broadway. Kiki Palmer is 21 and is known for her work in film and television. The show, Cinderella, is closing down in January, though, after a nearly two-year run. It got a mediocre review from New York Times critic Ben Brantley, who has a unique ability to make or break a Broadway show with his review. Ben Brantley joins us from New York. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
Well, are you the all-powerful still person when it comes to Broadway shows, or do you face new competition from individuals who get to review shows the way that people review restaurants on Yelp?
Well, the cliche that everybody's a critic has certainly never been more true. You can find out what anyone thinks of anything. And because critics aren't admitted to shows until late previews, but, you know, the buzz is out there. It's on the internet, so you can check in any number of places to sort of see how the show's progressing. But I guess in terms of sort of a synthesized, we like to think careful response, yeah, I think it still counts, the critic's voice, the review that's actually written rather than tweeted.
Counts how much? Can you break a show if you give it a bad review?
Oh, I think I could break a small show, but what's the pleasure in that? I think if it stars, you know, Daniel Craig, I could say that, you know, you'll go blind from seeing this and it wouldn't make a bit of difference. We are so addicted to celebrities now, and I think they show up on Broadway, the audience will come.
Well, and a lot of people think that that has led to the Hollywoodification of Broadway or the Disneyfication of Broadway, that these days it's not the same kinds of shows that it used to be. Is that your sense?
It varies. I mean, I think Disney certainly has a lot of real estate, literally, and they create family entertainments that are you know, reasonably entertaining, fairly antiseptic. Sometimes you think you could take out the real people and put in automatons and it wouldn't make a whole lot of difference. But it's there, and it's an industry, and it keeps Times Square clean, God knows. Hollywoodification, I mean, yeah, it's and I hate to just say this is a horrible phenomenon because it gives theater a cool cachet I'm not sure it would have had otherwise. And I like it that people like Scarlett Johansson and Jake Gyllenhaal keep wanting to come back in fairly ambitious projects.
You received some criticism for your review of Harvey Weinstein's Finding Neverland, which debuted at the ART in Cambridge, Massachusetts, before it is slated to move to Broadway in March. And some of the criticism was that you reviewed a show that hadn't gotten to Broadway yet. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a legitimate complaint. We generally haven't done that. This was – there had been so much press around it. At the time I was on the train going up there, it hadn't yet said it was definitely coming to Broadway. And I tried to write it less as a review than as a critic's notebook about a work in progress. I know these might just be semantic distinctions. But as I said in the review, there are times you have to tap dance. My mandate was to go see it and give some kind of report on it. I didn't say it wasn't fit to live or was going to soar into the stratosphere. I just kind of tried to give a temperature reading of what I saw.
Well, and you write about a little interaction you had with Harvey Weinstein there.
That's true. He was introduced to me by the press person. He's quite a dominant personality. He was very polite to me. He was not too polite about the people I worked with. And wanted me to know that it was going to have many more millions of dollars are going to be put into this production before I saw it again. So I was just seeing an impoverished thing at that point that was just finding its legs and finding its muscles. And I said I would keep that in mind.
You know, it made me think of whether you ever dress up in disguise when you go to review things the way that your former colleague Ruth Reichel, the restaurant critic,
famously do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because we book these things through the press agents. Generally, there are designated critics nights. And wigs are scratchy, you know, fake facial hair. And that's why I didn't become an actor.
Do you think that New York is the center of the theater universe these days, or is London, or is there another city in the U.S. that's looking really good right now?
Well, I mean, Chicago certainly has generated some exciting theater. I'd say still it's New York and London. I spend a lot of time in London, about 4 or 5 weeks each year, because there's so much transatlantic traffic. The nice thing about London, it's less expensive theater, although only marginally less expensive now. It's an awfully expensive city. But theater's still part of the conversation there. It's something that people go to with some regularity, I think, or at least a certain tribe of people do. Here, going to a play is more of a special event. Ideally, you'd like it to be, you know, the sort of thing that people would talk about at dinner parties, at cocktail parties, you know, or at baseball games. It's not that. And it's because it is such an investment, I think, for the average person to see theater, especially on Broadway.
It is. It's such an investment. It makes you really question whether or not to do it. And I wonder, what do you tell people that are kind of on the fence, maybe even just friends of yours who say, do I really want to plop down a couple $100 to go see this show for 2 hours on a Saturday?
Well, I mean, there aren't absolute opinions, although I shouldn't say it. I mean, whatever I say is from my point of view. If it's a friend who's asking, it's much easier because presumably I know his or her taste. So I can say, no, it's got cannibalism in it. You know, you hate, you know, the sight of human blood. But yeah, I mean, I will tell people, no, this isn't something you'd want to see. Again, if I know them, in the best of all possible worlds, we'd all have our personal critics, the way celebrities have their personal dressers who know their taste. But as it is, I can only hope that people who read me sort of know what my tastes are and can adjust their own decisions about whether they want to see this or not accordingly.
Do you feel guilty when you pan a show?
No, not really. I mean, I don't relish doing pans. People always assume that there's a sort of inner sadist in most critics that gets off on that. They're easy to write in a way, but I try to be fairly cautious in proceeding. But do I feel guilty? No. I mean, in this job, I've been doing it for 20 years now. You sort of put blinders on, and all you can do is try to recreate the experience you had when you were sitting there and with as much of a visceral feeling as possible. And if you're disgusted, then register your disgust. Just you do try to remember there are real people and real jobs at stake as well.
Okay, Ben Brantley, before I let you go, I just want to ask you a couple of questions, probably making a few people very happy. What is the best show you think on Broadway right now?
Oh, gosh, so much has gone off. What is, you know, still probably the Book of Mormon. I saw that again recently. It holds up very well. It still feels fresh. It still feels insolent and respectful in just the right way. Because ultimately, this show, for all its talk about its being kind of an iconoclastic show, it's a celebration of musicals and why we go to them.
Do you remember the first show you ever saw on Broadway?
I do. It was, I was in high school. My parents brought me up. It was Stephen Sondheim's Follies, about the end of a generation of musical theater artists. So it was an extremely appropriate show for me to see, I realize, in retrospect.
I remember as a kid going to see Showboat at the Auditorium Theater in Chicago. I grew up in Illinois.
Oh, gosh.
And it came back to my high school and tried to put on a production of Showboat, but in the end... It was too complicated, so
yeah,
it
that's
never happened.
That's aiming high.
Ben Brantley, chief theater critic for the New York Times. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Still incredible music from that show. And if you want to hear what the best show Ben Brantley has ever seen on Broadway is, go to hereandnow.org.
Oh, come on, a hint?
Nope, not telling. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Carousel.
Nope,
Carousel.
It's not.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.